5G services to be launched in India by PM Modi in October. OnePlus Nord Watch renders specification surface online tip to come with SPO2 tracking. iPhone 14 Pro features hidden toggle to enable black and white always on display mode. Oppo Find X6 series tip to include 50 megapixel triple rear camera setup. Elon Musk deploys Starlink in Iran as internet access is restricted amid widespread protest. Netflix drops copyright lawsuit against unofficial Bridgerton musical creators. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch 5G services in India at an event in the first week of October, the government's National Broadband Mission tweets. Taking India's digital transformation and connectivity to new heights, Honorable PM Narendra Modi will roll out 5G services in India at India Mobile Congress, Asia's largest technology exhibition, it says. India Mobile Congress, which claims to be the largest telecom, media and technology forum in Asia, is jointly organized by the Department of Telecommunications and Cellular Operator Association of India. OnePlus Nord Watch is confirmed to launch in India soon. Ahead of the official announcement, renders of the upcoming wearable have surfaced online, along with its specifications. The renders suggest the design and indicate blue and black color options for the OnePlus Nord Watch. The renders also show a rectangular dial with a side-mounted button for navigation. The OnePlus Nord Watch is confirmed to feature a 1.78-inch AMOLED display with 500 nits of peak brightness and a 368x448 pixels resolution. iPhone 14 Pro reportedly has a hidden toggle to enable black and white always on display mode. The way to get the black and white mode is to use a long-standing focus mode setting that is called the dim lock screen. This setting will fully darken the iPhone 14 Pro and the iPhone 14 Pro Max in always on mode. A recent report had indicated that iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max demand has apparently increased in the last few days, and Apple has asked Foxconn to boost the production of the Pro models. Oppo Find X6 series launch is yet to be confirmed officially by the Chinese smartphone company, but ahead of it, a known tipster has leaked the camera specifications of the flagship phones online. The lineup, which is expected to include the vanilla Oppo Find X6 and Oppo Find X6 Pro, could pack triple rear cameras led by a 50 megapixel main sensor. In addition to the two Oppo Find X6 series phones, the tipster also suggests camera details of the rumored OnePlus 11, the Oppo Find X6 Pro is expected to be powered by the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 SoC, while the Oppo Find X6 could be powered by the Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 SoC. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has deployed his satellite-based Starlink service in Iran amid widespread protest in the country, following which authorities had restricted internet access. The Iranian government had cut off internet access for many of its citizens on Wednesday amid widespread protest over the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, in police custody, according to reports. On Friday, SpaceX founder Elon Musk had indicated that he will make Starlink available in Iran. US State Secretary Antony Blinken earlier announced on Twitter about advancing internet freedom and the free flow of information for the Iranian people by issuing a general license to provide them greater access to digital communications to counter what he claimed was the Iranian government's censorship. American subscription-based streaming service Netflix has dismissed a copyright lawsuit that was filed by them against the unofficial Bridgerton musical creators. According to Variety, it was not mentioned in the court filing whether the two parties reached a settlement. The creators of the musical are Emily Beer and Abigail Barlow. After Netflix sued them in July, they cancelled a performance of the musical at Royal Albert Hall in London, which was to take place this week. In the lawsuit, Netflix alleged that Barlow and Beer had infringed on its copyrights by putting on a for-profit stage show at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. The service argued that their conduct stretches fan fiction well past its breaking point.